In contrast with the scary, fierce lightning, which inspires us with its flash, but nevertheless is a frightening force, the song that follows is that of the Tal, the dew. Who doesn't like the dew, as opposed to the dew? And what is its song? The gentle dew says and sings, Eheyeh Chatal Yisrael, I will be like the dew to the people of Israel, says Hashem. Yifrach Kashishano, and he, meaning Israel, will blossom like the rose, for Yach Sharosh of Kalavonain, and he will strike his roots in like the cedars of Lebanon. The words from Hosea, which may be familiar with those who know the Haftarah of Shabbos Shuvah, where there's a call to the Jewish people to do Teshuvah, to return to Hashem. Beautiful words, beautiful perek. And perhaps another time we'll examine what it was that actually allowed the Jewish people to deserve such a thing, if they hadn't necessarily yet done teshuvah, it's a call to it. And yet, here we have dew telling us something singular and something so, so vital. What is it about the dew that is unique? Unlike the rains, which will follow in the next song, rain can sometimes be wanted and sometimes be unwanted. The dew is always welcome. That's for sure. It's a Gemara in Tanis, Daf Dalad Amud Aleph. The Tal is always welcome. And that's a promise to the future, that although at times it seems as though we've been rejected, we've been thrown to the side, perhaps due to our own errors, to our own misdemeanors, we are always still welcome. And not for the first time, I will point out, isn't that a beautiful idea? Thousands of years before Carl Rogers came along, of unconditional positive regard. I, says Hashem, will be like the dew for the Jewish people. I will always be there for you, no matter what you've done, no matter how far you've strayed. I regard you unconditionally and positively. Now, I started doing a little bit of research and I came across a Malbim. I was bowled over by this once and I was bowled over again twice, because not only did I see something exceptional in the Malbim, I then went and checked it up botanically. Not that I didn't trust the Malbim. He says it's interesting because we're talking about the rose, Yifrach Kashishana. And the Malbim points out that there's a type of rose, which some of you may have heard of, called the Rose of Jericho. In fact, we have something quite similar in our house, bought on a trip to Israel many years ago. It's a tumbleweed-like plant, similar ones you can get, which you can get attached to a rock, and it looks totally dead. And it can be for years looking shriveled, dried up. Add a little bit of water, a few drops. 4 hours later, boom, or should I say bloom, it's in full flower, the Rose of Jericho. Now, the truth is I could end the podcast there, because you could extrapolate some obvious messages, but it has to be said and it has to be explored. It just, point after point, just kept occurring to me. Firstly, the Tal, the dew, we know in many places is synonymous with Techiyas HaMeisim, with the resurrection of the dead. In Shemayin Esrei, in the Amidah, that is one of its manifestations, certainly for Nusach Sfarad, Moed HaTal. That's the Tal, which is associated with the resurrecting the dead. And here is a tumbleweed-type plant, which to all intents and purposes, yes, it looks dead. It looks as though it's game over. But it's not, because you just add a little bit of water. And that's the next point. Water, life. We've expressed that water is synonymous with the Torah. Judaism revitalized. You think that it's all gone. You think people have gone so far away. Just the other day on Tisha B'Av, I met somebody who, as far as I knew, had gone far, far away and somehow, unbeknownst to me and many others, just finding his way back, just a little bit of revitalization, and there you are. As the Masilas David points out, the love just doesn't end. That's the expression this Pasuk is saying. The love doesn't end, just like the dew never ends. That is the unconditional positive regard. That's the also the beauty of the rose. Looking dead and wow, a little bit and it's there again. And then even more, I was blown away by the fact that yes, this tumbleweed is blown away by the wind itself in the desert, the parched desert, where apparently nothing can live. To all the corners of the desert, the Jewish people in Golus. Well, we've been speaking about the wind a few podcasts ago. We were blown into all four corners, all four directions. And God revives. God remembers. God brings us back. That very same wind we said, the ruach, which blows north, south, east, west, is also the same ruach, which is Ruach Elokim Rachefes, the Melech HaMashiach, the Messianic era, that which heralds the resurrection of the dead, the revitalization, the living again of the bones that you see in Yecheskel and other places. So, what about the last part of the Pasuk? I think it's amazing. V'yachsharoshov kalavonoin. He will strike in the roots, striking roots like the cedars of Lebanon. Now, a tumbleweed, by definition, is a weed that tumbles around, does not have roots. The wandering Jew is not necessarily an eternal concept. In Golus, the Jew wanders. But in contrast with the tumbleweed, when we return from the Golus, we strike roots in. We take root in the land. And suddenly we are no longer the wandering Jew. Due to the dew, we are now citizens once again. If and when Moshiach arrives tomorrow, today. And it becomes a mighty cedar, no longer a lowly plant looking dead. The Arzeh Alavonei, the cedar tree itself, we know is often used as a motif for tzaddikim. The mighty cedars of Lebanon, although there are one or two places it's used as a contrast, talking about wicked people, but that's its flip side, and we have to park that for another time. The Arzeh Alavonei, that is the expression that's used for the Asara Haruge Malchus, the 10 martyrs who were executed by the Romans, their crime teaching Torah. These their neshamas being lofty, lofty replays of the sons of Yaakov. And those Arzeh Alavonoin, those cedars of Lebanon, are the ones that we rely on. But not only that, we also know that the Lavonoin, the Erez, the Arzeh Alavonoin, were used for something else. They were used in the construction of the Beis HaMikdash. And as we've said so many times, and you don't need to check back the podcasts if you haven't heard them before, but you certainly can. The Beis HaMikdash is a place of connection between heaven and earth. It's a place where, when we were kicked into Golus, we lost it. We lost that connection. But it's the place where everything's meant to take root. It's the place where there was a real revelation of Hashem, where there was reliance, the korbanos were brought, there was connection, where we were rooted to the source of life, like water is a source of life, like Torah is a source of life. The Beis HaMikdash was exactly that, and constructed from Arzeh Alavonin, which they took through the parched desert with them, as we know, because Yaakov foresaw this and he planted them. What a beautiful, beautiful idea that the Tal, the Jew, tells us. Continuous, unconditional, positive regard and love forever, for eternity.